and Hodges, Greg and Red. Say, hurry, hurry, the gal, your love is dead. I got a letter this morning, I say, how you ring and red. They say, hurry, hurry, gonna gown you love is dead. You know I grabbed up my suitcase, took out down the road.
It's time for our Ideas Matter segment, our weekly chance to check in with the Humanities Councils around our seven-state region. The Jiva Theater in Rochester, New York is presenting Journey to the Sun, a celebration of Sun House from August 26th through August 29th, 2015, otherwise known as this year. The four-day festival weaves together music, theater, film, audio recordings, storytelling, and lectures to celebrate Rochester's adopted son, Eddie Sun House. That's S-O-N, Eddie Sun House, blues singer and guitarist who lived from 1902 to 1988. Jenny Werner is the literary director and resident dramaturg at Jiva Theater Center, and she joins us now to tell us more about this event coming up later this month. Jenny, thank you very much for being with us. What a great pleasure to have you on the program.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's very nice to have you aboard. Give us a sense of how this project came about.
Yeah, it's, you know, as a nonprofit regional theater, Jiva is a company of storytellers, and you know, we always are dedicated to telling some of the most important stories in our community here in Rochester. And we had always been interested in doing something to honor Sun House's legacy. He's such an important man in the blues music world. And so initially, you know, we had always thought about, you know, commissioning a play about his life. But because of his importance, we felt like we needed to do something that was a more comprehensive celebration of his legacy. And we had an opportunity to apply for a grant from the Farish Foundation, which is a local family foundation here, that would allow us to do something sort of larger than we could do on our own. It was called a Creative Collision Grant, and the idea was that we would apply with several other kinds of organizations who are for-profit organizations who don't do the same kind of work that we do, and work together to do something larger than any of us could have done alone. And so that's really where it came from. Sort of, you know, it's a labor of love out of our desire to help increase people's awareness of Sun House and his importance and legacy and Rochester's role in the blues world. And from that, then, you know, we have, it has sort of grown and grown and grown.
Well, just for the record, I love the name Culture Collision Grant. That's great.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Yeah, it's really great. It is really great. The Creative Collision was, you know, it is all about getting together with people who do things and think in different ways than you do. And it has, you know, certainly a theater doing a blues festival is not our usual, it's not our usual line of business. So it has definitely helped us. We've learned so much in this process and from our producing partners as well. We've just learned so much about how to make it all happen.
Let's take a step back before we talk about the show itself. Tell us a little bit about the Jiva Theater, how it came about, and the ultimate mission and how this fits into that mission.
Sure. Jiva is a nonprofit theater. We've been here for, we just celebrated our 40th anniversary. We're a regional theater, so we do a wide variety of things. We are the largest professional theater here in Rochester that produces work right here. So we do a broad variety of work that celebrates the human condition. And, you know, certainly Sun's life is absolutely one of those, you know, something that celebrates the human condition. His story, which is so dramatic, if your listeners aren't aware of his story, it is a really dramatic, interesting story, and really, you know, all of the things that you think about when you think about what a blues musician is and what the blues represents, all of that really comes from son's life. So, you know, being able to tell a story like that is absolutely a huge part of our mission. And we have commissioned a play about his life, and new works are really central to the work that we do here at GEVA.
Talk a little bit about the play and what you want to tell in that story, and also ultimately incorporate with music, because that obviously has to be a huge component.
Yeah, the music is a huge component. You know, so Sun throughout his entire life, he was conflicted between the word of the Lord and the blues music. He was a preacher for a long time growing up as a young man in Mississippi, and before he discovered the blues. And so, you know, that he had a huge crisis and throughout his entire life, and ended up really deciding that the way to move forward was not to try and keep the blues and preaching separate, but actually to preach through his blues music, which is what he ended up doing ultimately. And, you know, I think that his story, which is really also because of the time period that he lived in, is so closely tied to the civil rights movement in this country. And his ability to persist and to continue, you know, against all odds, to have an incredible career. He had two totally separate careers, one in Mississippi in the 30s and 40s, and then one when he was here in Rochester in the mid-60s when he was rediscovered by some blues enthusiasts from Massachusetts. His, you know, those two careers could not have happened without his persistence and his insistence to continue playing.
When you think of the importance of the story, there's obviously the broader impact, but it is also very much a Rochester story. So I assume that you feel, I mean, back to your mission, but you feel almost, if not you, who, right?
There's really no one else who would, I think, in this community who would be able to bring together all of the aspects that we are. So we have three incredible performances that are happening, three music concerts that are happening in the evenings. John Hammond, who's an incredible Grammy Award-winning musician. John Mooney, who grew up here in Rochester and actually played with Sun when he was a teenager and now is based in New Orleans. And Chris Thomas King, who's another blues musician who's based in New Orleans. Those are three great concerts that are happening throughout the festival. But then we also have workshops and we have presentations about Sun's life and the context in which he lived. We're dedicating a Mississippi Blues Trail marker to his in the neighborhood where he was rediscovered here in 1964. And that's really exciting because there are the state of Mississippi has blues trail markers that denote important places and people in blues history. And there are 12 outside of the state of Mississippi, and at the end of August there will be 13. So if people want to complete, you know, visit every trail marker that denotes an important time in blues history, they'll have to come to Rochester to do it.
When you look at that history, how much is, I'm trying not to make this an overly convoluted question, but how much of, which is always a challenge for me, so bear with me. How much is Sun's story a blues story? Meaning that when you see that and you talk about these trail markers in the history, that it is very emblematic of what has happened in that movement, and how much of a story veers off the path and is a completely different story?
I think it's really emblematic of the blues, and specifically of African Americans in Mississippi and from Mississippi. You know, Sun was, I think the conflict between religion and blues music is something that's very prevalent and was very prevalent at the time in Mississippi, certainly. Son, throughout his life, had a lot of the experiences that we would associate with the blues. He was married to 5 different women. He was an alcoholic. He struggled with both of those things. He killed a man, so he served, he was in prison. He was a sharecropper on a plantation in Mississippi, on several different plantations in Mississippi, really kind of, he called himself Ramblified, because he moved around so much trying to find different jobs that he could do, and eventually moved up to Rochester in the 40s as a way of finding a better life, trying to find a better life, and that was the same time that so many African Americans were moving to northern industrial cities. And he actually he stopped playing music for a long time, which I think, again, is something that happened with a lot of blues musicians at the time. They stopped playing, and no one could find them. He had done a lot of recordings in the 30s and 40s, and nobody could find the musicians who had done those recordings. And until the 60s, when, you know, enthusiasts started saying, how can we find these people? They must still be alive, and started looking for them and relaunching their careers. So I think that does kind of follow the same path that a lot of blues musicians have followed, especially African-American blues musicians.
Well, the name of the program, and it's coming up on August 26th through the 29th, is Journey to the Sun, a celebration of Sun House. It's taking place at the Jiva Theater Center in Rochester, New York. And you can find out more information by going to Jiva, G-E-V-A, JivaTheater.org, JivaTheater.org. Jenny Werner, I thank you very much for spending time with us, and good luck on this wonderful project. And thank you for sharing
the
details
with
us.
Thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.